and I was still able to be voted back in for a third year time. So that's what I've done.
Huh. Now, do you do anything else in the community, or you like?
No, that's about up. Yeah. Back before I used to, when I retired, I was patient representative at the hospital.
Oh, okay.
For a couple of years, mm-hmm. and but I gave that up. And I belong to the VFW Auxiliary.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I'm not as active now as I used to be, but I try to help them financially when I can.
Good. You mentioned the hospital just now. Is it, and it made me think, is it, how does that, the big, huge hospital over there differ from, like, when you were working there? Was it different at all?
Yes. Well, when they built the big, where the patients are.
Yeah.
They built that in 19, it opened in 1970, and that's the year that I went to work there.
Okay.
In 1970, mm-hmm. in the new part of the hospital. And since then, they've added on to the clinic. They've added the clinic building over
right.
there.
Okay.
And so that's they were building that new clinic building when I was still working there.
Hmm.
And now they've got all these outreach clinics. They've got I don't know how many back when I was still working. They did have, I think, maybe at the most 4. And I'll bet they've got 20 now.
Oh, outreach. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. When you were working there, how did you keep all... Did you just get used to it and you can keep where, you know, everything straight, all the departments, I guess?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just got used to it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I used to... When in the early part of it, I used to be able to recognize voices, kids' voices
really?
That used to call their parents and wanted, they were like, can I speak to my mommy? And I said, oh, who's your mommy? So I get around to finding out who, you know, if they gave me a first name. Back then, see, there was less than 1,000 employees there. Well, mm-hmm. now there's, what, over 2,000 and some,
yeah,
2,500?
Sure.
And I used to know all the doctors, all, you know, and got to know them quite friendly. And but today, some of the older doctors that are there now still recognize me when I go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is nice. And they know that I'm still around.
Yeah. Have you visited did you say you saw the, I guess, do you still call it a switchboard room?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they still have one?
They call it a call center now.
Okay, call center.
And they've got where, when I left over there, we had, I think it was 2 years before I retired, we finally got a second operator.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Wow. Yes.
And today, they've got about 35 call center people that answer the phones over
yeah.
there. But they do a lot more today
mm-hmm.
than I did. But I did a lot back
yeah,
then
I was going to
for
say,
one person.
Yes.
but they have, and I was invited over. They asked me to come over and have a tour
mm-hmm.
of the news call center, which I did go, and they gave me a tour, and they had somebody there to take my picture, and then they had Lisa Miller from the Oneonta Star
mm-hmm.
was there, and she's getting an article ready to put into the Baptist.
Oh, really?
Baptist bio.
Wow.
And so that was interesting because they wanted to know what I thought of when I was doing it and today's, and I said, I wouldn't be able to do it today because I don't like computers.
Yeah.
And there, that's all I got is computer.
Oh, really? Okay.
The wow. mouse and the...
Yeah. Have you used...
Although we had a computer mm-hmm. when I was working at the hospital later. I mean, probably during the middle 90s, they finally got
the...
Yeah.
Wow. So it sounds like, to me anyway, that you enjoyed all of the jobs that you
worked at.
Was there anything?
I loved the kids.
Yeah.
When I babysit them.
Yeah.
I really loved them. I got quite attached to some of the kids. and then I had a couple that the minute the mother come to pick them up, first thing one would do is run into the bathroom and do whatever mischief he could do in there, which I didn't find out until after he'd gone home that night. But anyway, after that, mm-hmm. he was ready to go out the door the minute the mother came in the door.
Right.
Yeah. But, it was fun. The families, most of them worked for the hospital at the mm-hmm. time.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I even had a doctor's child here when he was in, he was here as a resident. Mm-hmm. And he used, after he got through work at night, he used to come and sit down on the couch and wait for his wife to come to pick him up and pick the kid up.
Oh.
Yeah, most of them were nurses, and
so was it any time of day that they needed to leave.
I usually had them anywhere from 6:30 in the morning to I think the latest was 5:30.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. And then I had some kids that were just. Maybe parents wanted a couple hours off to do something.
Yeah.
They dropped the kid off, or kids. And I only got $1 a day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And if there was two children, I got $1.50.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was there ever anything that you didn't like about any of your jobs, do you think?
I don't think so. The stress at the hospital job was in the later part of the years. It kind of got to me, but mm-hmm. I loved it. I really did. I
mean, sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I just the last question. Do you have anything else that you want to share that I haven't asked you about? I'm sure I'm missing some things.
Oh, I don't know. I can't think of anything. I think you've done very well.
Thank you.
I can't think of a... I'd be glad to show you.
That's fine.
Show you a picture of my family.
Okay, I can.
I'll get it.
These are my nieces. This is my son Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Son Chip. And my daughter Susan.
Oh, okay.
This is our family reunions that we have.
Do you have these every year? When do you decide?
We have a family reunion every year, and it's always the same time. It's always the third Saturday in July.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
This is my oldest brother.
Mm-hmm.
He will be 89 this month. Mm-hmm. And there's my sister Hilda, who lives up in Fulton.
Mm-hmm.
And she is 82.
Mm-hmm.
This is my sister and my best friend.
Oh.
She's 80. She'll be 81. No, she just turned 81.
Mm-hmm.
And there's me. There's my sister Cora, who is another good friend of mine.
Good.
She's in Texas right now.
Oh, wow. All right.
And this is my brother David.
Mm-hmm.
This is my sister Wanda. Now, David is retired. Wanda has just moved to Virginia with her daughter, and she had a stroke, and she's not.
Oh.
And this is another sister, Evie, and she's had two strokes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she's... But she's doing well.
Good.
She has a hard time expressing herself sometimes on getting words out, you know, things that she wants to say, and it makes her mad. And this is my sister Wilma, who passed away. I think it was three or four years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my baby sister Lois.
Wow.
This is from the oldest.
Look at that. Yeah.
Now, this is back when. This was my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
This was back in 1950, I think. No, it was later than that. This one. That was my oldest brother, Chet.
Mm-hmm.
There's David. And that's my brother Herman, who's going to be 89. And my brother Frederick, who's passed.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister Gladys, who passed away. And that's my sister Hilda and Betty and myself. My sister Cora, Wanda, Evie, Wilma, and Lois.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was January of
1959. Wow.
Yep. Wow. These are my nieces. This is my favorite niece.
Oh.
I get a charge of this is my these two here.
Mm-hmm.
She said these are my favorite nieces, and I said this one here called me up one day, and she says, "Aunt Millie, this is your favorite niece," and I said, "You don't sound like Phyllis to me." But anyway, nice bunch of kids.
Yeah.
I got more than those though.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my. I couldn't even begin to tell you. Show you my husband's family.
Okay.
This is when he, this was... back in 1944.
Oh, wow.
This is his sister, Alice.
Mm-hmm.
This is his mom and his dad. This guy, Douglas, he didn't want to be in the picture, so Gerald cut a put it in it. And Arnold. These three fellows have all passed away.
Oh.
And this Dougie has passed away.
Oh.
And his dad passed away in 59.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother passed away in 74.
Huh. So you both come from big families.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. So I'm John. Thank you for sharing everything. I want to thank you for participating in this and giving me all your time.
Well, I'm glad I was able to do it and happy to do it, although I don't have a great memory.
No, that was quite all right. So thank you very much.
I hope it was very helpful to you, and I hope it helps you in your studies.
Thank you.